Support for WXXI Digital Media comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Castile, proud sponsor of the WXXI Business Report. Tompkins Bank of Castile is a local community bank providing financial services to Western New York since 1869. More online at bankofcastile.com.
It's time again for the WXXI Business Report. Randy Gortman is along with us. Xerox topping the report again, but this time, Randy, I understand we're focusing on a recent product launch.
Yes, I know we've had a lot of Xerox news, of course, Juan, in recent weeks, and I just want to briefly recap, which happened midweek last week. They officially appointed John Visentin as the new CEO after that proxy fight involving a couple of the activist investors, Carl Icahn and Darwin Deason. They also set July 31st as the date for the annual meeting. There's no word yet on a location for that. But I want to talk about a new product launch they talked to us about recently. This is a new high-speed printer. Of course, the commercial market, very important to the company's revenues and their bottom line. And they're calling it the Xerox Iridesse Production Press. It combines four-color printing with up to two specialty dry inks all in one process. Ragini Mehta is vice president and general manager for Xerox's cut sheet business. She says this new press allows for more creativity for clients wanting to print a variety of media.
It gives you an opportunity to do brochures differently, do invitations differently, do direct mail differently, where you can add more of a wow. So the three additional colors that we have beyond CMYK in this particular technology is silver and gold metallic dry ink, as well as clear dry ink.
That CMYK that Mehta refers to is the basic four-color model in the printing process, cyan, magenta, yellow, and the key color, which in this case is black. But again, trying, she says, with things like silver and gold, they really want to make some of those ads pop out. And even with the big shift, as you might imagine, of course, industry-wide to digital for marketing campaigns, Mehta says there is still certainly demand for printer brochures and other types of material. And by the way, a lot of the engineering work for this new production press was done right here in Webster. Empire Access, a telecom company based in Prattsburg in Steuben County, completing its acquisition of Access Ontario. That company owns a more than 200-mile open access fiber optic network in Ontario County. Empire Access offers residential and business fiber optic services in Naples, along with services in Canandaigua, Geneva, Victor, and Honeoy. The company says it will expand residential and business service to surrounding communities in the upcoming months. A new report out from Paychex says entrepreneurship rates in the first quarter of this year neared a peak level since the recession. The research shows that entrepreneurship grew steadily for several years since the recession back in 2009. The report also says that nearly two-thirds of small business owners say they are optimistic or very optimistic about their business's ability to make a profit. When asked to identify possible barriers to success, about 90% of these business owners are at least slightly concerned about rising costs. RIT making a few name changes for colleges at that university. The College of Art and Design will be the new name for the College of Imaging Arts and Sciences, and the College of Engineering Technology will be the name for what is now the College of Applied Science and Technology. RIT says the new names better reflect their academic missions and opportunities for students. And Genesee Brewery this week, celebrating their 140th birthday. There are a number of events, including today. They are launching the Engrave Brick Program. They'll have bricks available for sale and engraving. Also, next Saturday, this coming Saturday, I should say, the Rochester Red Wings will take to the field as the, my favorite name, Juan, the Rochester Hop Bitters. It is honoring a team which played in the National Association. It was called back in 1879. They're trying to bring an old-timey feel to the game up on the 26th. Instead of a PA system, they'll be yelling things, I guess, from the top of the dugouts, playing a little bit of that 19th-century baseball. And basically, fans will be asked that all foul balls be returned to the dugout. Yeah, I'm sure that'll happen. Prizes will be awarded to fans who want to play along. So I think we should field a team here at WXXI.
I know there's going to be some people that are probably already have an outfit ready to to go to this game.
I'm sure.
So
I know Scott Petoniak,
yes,
former DNC, and
yes,
and you know, the partner, of course, husband of Beth Adams, has his he's played down in Genesee County.
So that's the first person I thought of too.
We'll borrow, see if I'm the same size.
Probably want to
borrow
play
his uniform. We need a team here, the WXXI spirited newscasters or something.
It'll just be the Bitters because that's what we always are. So,
okay,
see?
Very cynical. Thanks, Juan.
WXXI Business Report with Randy Gorman. You can find it later on this morning over at WXXINews.org. Thank you very much, Randy.